Quiz 3, Part A.
1. Directions. Listen carefully and write down the numbers in the blanks.
1. There are 1,836 girl students in the school.
2. I start work at 7:30 and finish work at 5 every day.
3. The silk blouse Ellie bought cost $80.
4. Tom is the fourth son of the Porters. Next Tuesday will be his 22nd birthday.
5. Chicago is the third largest city in the United States.
6. Please sit in seat 14, 12th row.
7. In Shanghai, the highest temperature can be 39 degrees centigrade.
2. Directions. You'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Listen carefully and choose the right answer to each question you hear. 1. What's the matter, John?
My TV set doesn't work. I have to get it fixed.
What's John going to do? 2. Would you like some red wine?
Oh, I'm driving.
What does the man mean?
3. Are you ready to order?
Yes. We'd like some fish and vegetable.
Where are the two speakers? 4. Shall we go out for a walk?
Look outside the window. It's raining.
What does the woman mean?
5. Paul, get up. Your breakfast is getting cold.
I don't feel like having any breakfast yet.
What is Paul probably going to do? 6. Is it going to be very warm tomorrow, John?
Warm? Haven't you listened to the weather forecast?
What does John think of the weather tomorrow? 7. It's too small for a family of 4, I suppose.
Small, but very comfortable. And it's a bargain.
What are they probably buying?
8. Will you go to the movies with me tonight?
I will, if it's not snowing.
What does the woman mean? 9. The vegetable is so fresh.
Help yourself to the fish, too.
Who is the woman?
10. How do you like the TV play we saw last night?
To tell you the truth, I fell asleep in the middle of the program.
What does the man think of the play? 3. Directions. You'll hear 5 sentences. Each will be read 3 times. Listen carefully and write down what you hear from the tape.
1. What's your favourite day of the week? What's your favourite day of the week? What's your favourite day of the week?
2. How about a drink before dinner? How about a drink before dinner? How about a drink before dinner?
3. It was very kind of you to invite us. It was very kind of you to invite us. It was very kind of you to invite us.
4. In the southeast, it may be foggy in the morning. In the southeast, it may be foggy in the morning. In the southeast, it may be foggy in the morning.
5. I'll have another 5 minutes of sleep instead. I'll have another 5 minutes of sleep instead. I'll have another 5 minutes of sleep instead. Part B.
Directions. In this part, you will hear a passage twice. Then you will be asked 5 questions. Choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Nancy and Peter McCall like sports. In the summer, they swim. And in the winter, they ski. They are planning a ski trip for this weekend, but they don't know about the weather. It's 7:30 now, and they are listening to the weather report on the radio. The weatherman is giving the weather forecast for the weekend.
Friday is going to be cold and cloudy, but it's not going to rain. The temperature is going to be in the 30s. It's going to snow Friday night and maybe Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon and Sunday are going to be clear, cold and sunny.
Now, Nancy and Peter are excited. The weather is going to be perfect for a ski trip. They are going to have a wonderful weekend in the mountains.
Now listen again.
Nancy and Peter McCall like sports. In the summer, they swim. And in the winter, they ski. They are planning a ski trip for this weekend, but they don't know about the weather. It's 7:30 now, and they are listening to the weather report on the radio. The weatherman is giving the weather forecast for the weekend.
Friday is going to be cold and cloudy, but it's not going to rain. The temperature is going to be in the 30s. It's going to snow Friday night and maybe Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon and Sunday are going to be clear, cold and sunny.
Now, Nancy and Peter are excited. The weather is going to be perfect for a ski trip. They are going to have a wonderful weekend in the mountains. Question number 1. When did Nancy and Peter listen to the weather forecast?
Question number 2. What are Nancy and Peter planning for the weekend?
Question number 3. When is it going to snow according to the weather forecast?
Question number 4. What will the weather be like On Sunday.
Question number 5. What can you infer from the passage?
This is the end of quiz 3.